With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Paying employees 3 years back overtime pay could be devastating for a dozen Washington dairies facing a lawsuit for that, just a few months after the state Supreme Court overturned agriculture's exemption on overtime pay. Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says the farmers were all just following the laws at the time.
Pay that we're talking about in this retroactive action doesn't exist. All of these workers were paid in full, the amount that they were owed. So whatever they're seeking retroactively is something else. It's sort of reaching back in time to apply a current court ruling in the past for something that didn't exist when they were being paid previously.
But Lewison says there is a bill that could fix that.
The legislation that we're looking at in Olympia, which is Substitute Senate Bill 5172, would apply not just to agriculture, but to all overtime exempt businesses.
And in turn, Lewison says, would rule out retro overtime pay.
It would rule out the ability of any employee to do this reaching back in time, this retroactive seeking of overtime.
Lewison says all farm employees are watching this bill, worried suits like these could spread to all of agriculture. Listen tomorrow for more on Senate Bill 5172. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report. For more, go to aginfo.net.